Hi, everybody. It's Jim Bakiai. The podcast is Be You, The World Will Adjust. This week, I had a few experiences that got me further thinking from the lessons of the political process, which, by the way, I'm sure won't be resolved by the time my podcast comes out on Monday. But, you know, the president's probably getting advice from all kinds of people about, you know, the game's over, my friend. Everybody's left the stadium except for you. It's time to sort of move on. But of course, he's just not interested in listening. And in this particular case, he's not interested in listening because he doesn't want the game to be over. But I was sort of thinking about the whole general idea of advice and advice from people that we trust and taking advice. Why is it so hard to listen, not necessarily take it? I'm not even going as far as taking someone's advice, but just listening to someone's advice without bristling, without the hair on the back of your neck standing up, without creating an uncomfortable situation, which makes the person want to go, okay, all right, no, sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. But the fact of the matter is, if they do care about you and they want to help you and it's genuine, then you don't want them to not say something about it. And then the question of advice, is it the advice that makes you bristle, or is it the manner in which somebody says it to you? I know myself that I love to get advice, which some people find odd, but it has to be delivered in the right manner to me. And it can't be in the manner of, you know, you should do this because this is better than what you're doing. That kind of advice doesn't go over very well with me. You know, my wife is, my kids, lots of people have come over time to learn about the sort of subtle approach. And I actually take their advice. And in particular, in the podcast, I listen to a lot of people's suggestions when they're sort of couched the right way. And so I'm wondering whether, you know, it's just a visceral type of thing that people just bristle at advice. So here's the thing about advice. And I'm talking about advice from people that actually care about you. And so I guess, in a way, I sort of started this thing out thinking that I was talking to the people that are getting the advice, but I actually think that I'm going to end up talking to both of you, people giving advice and people getting advice. And so, but let's start with the people that are getting the advice. Here's the thing. You got to really sort of prepare yourself and say, is the person genuine in their desire to help me? Is there some shadow of truth in what they're saying? And can I possibly learn from what they're saying? At the end of the day, you're going to have to make that decision yourself. It's, you know, you're going to think about advice as you take it and you listen to it and you either act upon it or you don't act upon it. But it should be something that, you know, you give it its due course. I found sort of at my advanced age that I'm trying to look at things from multiple sides and not necessarily just jump to the conclusion that my perspective is the correct one, but there may very well be a whole bunch of others. And I'm trying to get a learning experience from them, not only the learning experience in the content, but the learning experience of looking at things from other sides. And when getting advice, I find one of the things that is really helpful is trying the advice that someone gives me, because not sort of prejudging, well, nah, what are they talking about? They don't know what they're talking about, but they may know what they're talking about. But the only way for me to figure out if they know what they're talking about is to actually try it. And, you know, I have this experience in my coaching practice, and particularly around the infomercial, which is odd and a little different. And when I say to people, you know, as I coach them, I'm advising them and I want to try this. And they sort of go, no, I don't know. They asked for a CV. Why would I do this? And I said, no, but like, what's the downside to trying it? What is the downside to trying it? And then they go, well, nothing. I kind of feel uncomfortable or I'm not sure. And I said, I get it. Exactly. But what's the downside to trying it? And so I guess if you're the advice getter, what is the downside to trying something someone suggests to you, as long as it's not risky or overtly embarrassing or something? Is there any downside? Is there any downside to find out whether that advice actually might help you? Or it's just useless like most other information, but it just might. What if it just might help you do something better, whether that be something at work, something in your family relationship, something in your tennis, something in your golf, in some sort of capacity. Sometimes we just can't see things ourselves. I guess if we could see everything ourselves, then we wouldn't need coaches. We wouldn't need sports coaches. We probably wouldn't even need doctors. You know, I don't need doctor's advice, but for some reason, we're happy to take a doctor's advice because they're qualified by some certification. But does that mean all doctors are the same? Probably not. So I want to ask people to sort of open themselves up to listening and trying a little bit of advice that people give you. I find oftentimes just the act of giving someone advice, you can just see them stiffen up, right? Their face turns a little angry and you're like, whoa, I'm just trying to help. They go, I know you're trying to help, but, and you're like, okay, I'm going to back off, right? And then you back off, but then there's just an awkward silence and, you know, one person feels badly, the other person feels badly. And it's kind of like, this is really too bad. All I'm trying to do is, because I care, is let you know what I see and give you a perspective that perhaps you don't have. So it's not a debatable point. It's not, well, your perspective is wrong and my perspective is right. It's a perspective. It's like feelings. You know, when people say to me, well, you know, you shouldn't feel like that. And I said, but don't deny me my feelings. That's how I feel. So if you're a person that's uncomfortable with getting advice, may I suggest and give it an effort is just try to open the door a little bit. Just even if you got to grit your teeth a bit while you're listening, just try to open the door a little bit. Try to understand that it comes with care and love and wanting to help you in any sort of capacity, and explore it and check it out. And then you can make a qualified decision that says, no, this didn't really help me. Or you know what? It really helped me. Or it helped me, but it helped me in a different way because it opened my eyes to something else. So, you know, I always like to be self-deprecating, as my listeners know. I've had plenty of situations where people are giving me advice. And unbeknownst to me, everybody says, okay, no, you know what, I'm going to stop because you have that look on your face. And I go, what look on my face? And they go, that look on your face like, F off, I don't need your advice, blah, 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 blah. And in all honesty, I'm not feeling that at the time, but clearly my body language and my facial expressions are sending that message out, which then rejects people from wanting to help you. And I've got far too many examples to want to share, but a couple that come to mind. And one of the first ones, when early on when I was dating my wife and I was about to do a big presentation, and we went to her office, and she used to work at Bloomberg, and we went there on a Saturday, and I stood up at the podium and she sat in the audience, and I was doing my speech and my presentation and finished it. And I said, so, you know, what did you think? And she started to tell me what she thought, which was pretty bang on and accurate. But before I could even sort of, she couldn't even get through like a quarter of it. She goes, okay, that's all right. Like, that's, you know what, that's, and I'm like, what? She goes, like the look on your face. And I'm like, no, seriously. And it doesn't matter how seriously I say seriously, that look on my face. She said, well, let's just rerun the video so that I could see myself. And I actually saw myself. And I tell you something, I wouldn't be giving advice to myself with that look on my face. But isn't it funny how there was a disconnect between what my exterior body was saying and what my interior body was saying? My interior body was saying, yeah, bring it on. I love the advice. I like to hear it. I'm a perpetual improvement type of person, so I'm interested in it. But my external body was rejecting it completely. And to be honest with you, it's something I've had to fight with all my life. And on a number of occasions, people have said to me, you know what, that look on your face, like, you don't really want to hear about this. And I'm like, no. And so it's something that I've fought. So in order to overcome it, I actually have to do the elephant in the room thing is, listen, regardless of how what my face and my body is saying to you, I do want to hear what you have to say, because otherwise people won't help me out. And I want people's help, because I'm not one of those people that thinks I know everything, contrary to popular belief of my children that think I do think that. I am one of those people, and I'm always on the interest of learning. I'm always on the interest of improving. And so I value and I seek out people's advice. It doesn't mean I take it all. It doesn't mean I take it all at all. It means that I take it in and I process it. I then decide what I want to take and what I don't want to take. And I do a lot of trial and error. You know, I don't have any problem taking YouTube advice. I watch YouTube on my golf swing. It doesn't bother me that the person on the screen is giving me advice. But if that person was standing there, it might be a little different. So let's move to the other side of the advice giver. This is a very difficult role. You know, some people are, you know, I'm going to give you my advice. I'm going to give it to you straight. I don't give a shit how you feel or how you don't feel about it. But over time, I've come to realize that giving advice is a very dangerous exercise, and that the advice, regardless of how good it is, only has impact if it's delivered in a way that makes the person feel comfortable. And it's the responsibility of the advice giver to find that method of comfort. And whether it's couching it in the beginning, it's definitely not saying, you're doing this wrong, you should do it my way, which is the right way. That, like, fastest way to get that ugly look on the face is it just doesn't work. Suggestions, ideas, anecdotes, tell a little personal story about what sort of happened. Sort of couch it in a way that makes it more palatable, I guess, that allows the person getting the advice to, at the end of the day, I think the reason people bristle at getting advice is I think we feel a little embarrassed that we need somebody else to point something out to us. But that's kind of the reaction. You know, it's so strong that it's like, you know, like, don't you think I know that? Like, of course I know that, right? Well, if you know it, then why isn't it? Well, I just can't do it. And so people become very defensive. So like everything else, I've often said, maybe not on the podcast, but for people to understand what you're saying, it's your responsibility to make sure that the message gets through, not theirs. When I'm telling somebody something or talking about something and they say, I don't understand, the response is, what do you mean you don't understand? I was perfectly clear. Because if I was perfectly clear, then they should understand. It's our responsibility. And the same thing with giving advice. It's our responsibility as advice givers to find a way to couch it, to present it, that gets through the defense, gets through the reactions, gets through that sort of wall of resistance that we all seem to put up. I think everybody thinks that they're open to advice. Helping people at the core of what I do and what I believe in is not just helping people in content, but it's helping people in process, how to actually help people through your advice, through your criticism sometimes. You know, you've got to be harsh in certain times. But in general, we all want people to do better. We all want people to do better at work. And the reality is that everybody has a truckload of stuff in their brains about other people that they know they could help them. And if you want to refer back to my podcast of a couple of weeks ago, I think maybe even a week ago, I've lost track, about, you know, helping people get better, sharing the success of someone else's improvement. But for those that are getting the advice, try to be a little open. Think about where it's coming from. Think about who it's coming from and why they genuinely want you to improve. This is a really important subject for us, because if at the end of the day, our goal is to improve always, daily, as a human being, as a professional, as an athlete, in any capacity, then can we really do it all by ourselves in a vacuum? I don't think so. The podcast is Be You. The world will adjust. Take a look at yourself and ask, Am I open and willing to listen to advice? Secondly, I need to tell people my predisposition to listening to advice so that they won't be afraid or back off in giving me advice. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week.